rejoice when my name was written down. Unworthy of His mercy, but still He paid my debt.
I had a burden
I can't remember. But still He paid my debt.
I had a debt
I can't remember.
I had
one I can't forget.
Why, it never made the papers, never made the evening news, when I had to call the old man and I put east is from the west.
I had a birth I can't remember.
I had
one I can't forget.
Oh, but to the world
it made no difference.
Some would
even cry, but the angels rejoice
when my name was.
His mercy, but still He paid my debt.
I had a
book I can't remember,
and
one I can't forget.
When I came into this world, I just can't recall. I don't remember anything about my birth at all. But on my knees, one night in prayer, I never will regret.
I had a birth I can't remember.
I had
one I can't forget.
Oh, but to the world,
it made no difference.
Some would
even,
the angels rejoice when my name was written down.
Unworthy of His mercy, but still He paid my debt.
I had
a book I can't remember,
and
one I can't forget.
Never made the evening news when I had to call the old man and I put on the new. My sin was cast into forgetfulness as east
is from the west.
I had
a book I can't remember.
My name was written down.
Unworthy of His mercy,
but still He paid my debt.
I had a book I can't remember,
and
one I can't forget.
How many's got two birthdays here tonight? Amen. You're a blessed people. Thank God. Amen. That first birth, it only guaranteed me death. Amen. Once appointed unto man, wants to die. But you know what? That second birth gave me life eternal. Amen. And Jesus said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. And I'm glad, amen, I don't have to worry about death anymore. Amen. Death has been defeated. Glory to God. Death has been defeated. You'll find out that God never does destroy the devil, but he always defeats him. He's never been destroyed. He still exists. Amen. But there's coming a day when God is going to destroy that last enemy that is called death. Hallelujah. Thank God. I said he's going to destroy him. He's not going to exist any longer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm glad, amen, that God's on my side tonight. And I'm glad I'm on his. Thank God. Y'all pray for us. My life is complete because I've found what the world is searching for tonight. Looking in all the wrong places. But you know what? I found Him when I searched for Him with my whole heart. Thank God. He said, I'll be found of you if you'll search for Me with all your heart. Thank God. Amen. And you know what? Jesus changed my life. Gave me a lease on living. Glory to God. Gave me something to live for. Amen. Thank God. And each day I'm thankful for. Each breath I'm thankful for. Amen. Just because I've got another opportunity. Amen. To live my life for Him. There's a song in that song that says, if I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd live them all for my Lord. He's been so good to me. That is the least that I could afford. Amen. But you know what? We've only got one life. And you know what? There are those that will not even live that one life for the Lord. If they had 1,000, how many would they live for the devil? How many would they live for the sins of this world if they had 1,000 lives to live? But you know what? We just got one. And I want to give that one to the one that loved me more than anybody upon the face of the earth. Thank God. Amen. He's worthy. He died that I might live. Thank God. And He rose again. And He said, because I live, ye shall live also. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. There's no greater place to spend, amen, the rest of the day, amen, the last part of the day, than to be in His house, among His people, feeling His presence, lifting up His name, singing His praise, praying amen to Him that He hears us and answers our prayer. Glory to God. So glad for each and every one that has chosen to come this way tonight. We're glad you're here. Good to see Brother Junior and Sister Linda. Appreciate them being with us tonight. Sister Linda came in tonight, said she's still feasting on what she heard last night. Glory to God. You know what? That blesses me. You can pat me on the back, tell me how good I preached, but if you want to pay me a compliment, tell me what I preached. There's some that walk out the door and if you ask them, what preacher preach? I don't know. Glory to God. He kind of run the benches and kind of jumped up and down and screamed and hollered. And what did he preach? Glory to God. You know what? I like to be like Paul. I'd rather speak some words with understanding. Amen. Than say a lot or do a lot. And you scratch your head and wonder, what in the world is he up to? Glory to God. Amen. There have been times, just a few months ago, I went back to a church that I haven't been in 18 years. And I was only there, I guess, a couple of times during their camp meeting. And that's been 18 years ago, Sister Rowe. And the pastor said, I remember what you preached 18 years ago. Glory to God. Amen. You know what? That's a compliment to me. Amen. Thank God. And that's why I'm up here. I'm not up here to flatter nobody. I'm not up here, amen, to find out what I rank or, amen, what scale I'm on in your book. But I'd like to leave something with you, amen, when I'm gone. I'd like to know, amen, that you have received something that'll last you for all the rest of your life. So glad to have this brother here tonight and those with him. I don't know if I've ever met him before, Brother Hawk. Glad to have him with us tonight. Appreciate them coming and being with us. And glad for all the home folk. Glory to God. This week's passed by. Here we are Saturday night heading into Mother's Day Sunday. And I didn't get to preach it here last year, but the past several years, Brother Christie has allowed me to come and help try to honor the mothers. Amen. And they're worthy of honor. I said they're worthy of honor. Glory to God. Amen. What would we do without good, godly mothers? Amen. We would be in awful shape, wouldn't we? Amen. Reading tonight in the book of Psalms, Psalm 68, verse 11, one verse of Scripture. Psalm 68, verse 11, says, "The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it." The Lord gave the word. And great was the company of those that published it. You may be seated. With every action, there always is a reaction. It always follows. Here we find that God gave the word. We find that God took the initiative. He'd done things first. And what followed after God gave the word? It said, "Great was the company of those that published it." After Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we've got a book called the Book of Acts. The book is the Acts of the Apostles. But you know what? Before they, Brother Junior, the apostles, could do anything, the Lord had to do something first. Before what 3,000 souls got saved, here's what happened. God sent a rushing and a mighty wind, and feel that upper room where 120 were gathered together. Amen. Waiting for the promise of God to come, and it come right on time. Amen. When Pentecost was fully come. Amen. Thank God. God sent the promise. We find that God sent Philip down there to Samaria. Amen. And he preached Christ to them. The Bible said they with all with one accord gave heed to the things which Philip spake, seeing the miracles and things that he did. And they had great revival. And there was great joy. There was great joy. And you know what? There were some things that accompanied revival. Amen. That's the part I like. There's joy. Hallelujah. People walk through that door, amen, tired and exhausted, like Brother Hawk said. But they walk through that door with joy. Glory to God. Joy, amen, unspeakable. And full of glory. Gladness, amen, to hear God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. But God gave the word. Do you know what the word can come in different forms? We find, amen, that there is the living word. And I'm glad tonight I'm not carrying a dead Bible. Some people carry in an NIV, a non-inspired version. Some people carry, amen, a living Bible for dead people. But thank God I got a holy Bible. King James Version. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a holy Bible that tells sinner men how to live. Glory to God. Are you listening to me? What would we do without the instruction book? What would we do without God's law? Amen. We would, amen, ever, amen, wonder what to do. But I'm glad tonight that I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. Thank God. Hallelujah. What a book tonight. But you know what? This is not a dead book. Glory to God. It's a living book. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Thank God. Amen. You can go to the bookstore and you know what? There's shelves and volumes and many books in a bookstore, but God's only got one book. And that's the Holy Bible. But you know what? We find that, amen, this book, Brother Don Rich was preaching somewhere some years ago and couldn't get a congregation, couldn't get people's attention. So he took his Bible and put it down there on the ground and took his hat and covered over it. And he started going around that Bible saying, "It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!" People's curiosity was built up. You know what? Sister Ginger, they started getting around wondering what in the world under that hat's alive. And after he got a big enough congregation, he lifted the hat, took the Bible up, began to preach to them. But the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Amen. "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And the Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men." Hallelujah. Glory to God. This book, amen, grew legs. This book grew arms and hands and fingers. And this book came down here to live among mankind and walk among mankind. Are you listening to me? The Word was made flesh. It's a living Word. Glory to God. And you know what? That Word came. And the Bible said in the book of Psalms 107 verse 20, the Bible said He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His Word. In the book of Psalms 68 verse 11, it said He gave His Word. You know what? The Word was made flesh, and my, when He spoke, things happened. No wonder the disciples asked Him, said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Glory to God. John taught his disciples, but you know what? John performed not one miracle. But Jesus, amen, when He spoke, "Lazarus, come forth." Here come the dead man out of tombs. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? Jesus sent His Word. There was a Syrophoenician woman, Brother Hawk, that come to Jesus requesting that her daughter be released from the devil that was inside. Jesus told the disciples, He said, "I'm only come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He never ventured out beyond the boundaries of Israel. He only come to His own. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But you know what? To as many as did receive Him. This woman, a Syrophoenician, she crossed over the border of Tyre and Sidon and came into the realm of the Israelites. And she began to call after Him. And Brother Christie, the disciple, said, "Shall we turn her away?" Glory to God. Aren't you glad that your salvation don't depend on Peter, James, or John? Hallelujah. Oh, I love Peter, James, and John, but thank God they didn't save me. Jesus did. They would have gave up on me, but Jesus didn't. Hallelujah. Jesus, and all at once this woman knelt in the sand, Brother Sonny, and said, "Help me." What a desperate cry, Brother Junior. And Jesus looked at her and said, "It's not meet, it's not right to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs." She said, "Truth, Lord, but yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." He said, "Woman, great is your faith. Go your way. The devil has gone out of your daughter." Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't go home with her. And the devil was probably 15 miles away. But the devil's got good hearing. Amen. When he heard Jesus said, "You're gone, my boy. You're gone." Amen. You know what? The devil had to pack up his duds and get out of the house. You know what? That woman went back home. She found her daughter lying on the bed. You might say, "Well, it looks like she's sick." No, you didn't see her before. Amen. She was screaming. She was clawing. The demons inside of her were trying to destroy her, but she was laying there. Peace, 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 amen, was upon her soul. Hallelujah. He sent His Word. He sent it. That nobleman come to Jesus. I mean, he had authority, he had rank. But you know what? He couldn't order Jesus around. But he come to the master and said, "Come, to my house, my son lieth at the point of death. Jesus looked at him. You know what? He just spoke plainly like he did to the Syrophoenician woman. He said, unless you see signs and wonders, you'll not believe. He said, sir. I mean, he's getting serious now. He's calling him sir. He's not really demanding. He's kind of putting it, it's urgent. I'm not playing games. I need you. Sir, come down ere my child die. And Jesus said, go your way. Thy son liveth. Can you imagine everything getting quiet, Brother Junior? He getting up. Head toward home. How far away did he live, Brother Hawk? The Bible said when he got close to his house, they met him from his house and said, you know what? You don't have to worry no more. The fever left him. The fever broke. And he put forth this question. He said, when did this happen? They said, yesterday. He's been traveling since yesterday. Glory to God. But you know what? They said yesterday at the seventh hour. And he knew, Brother Duane, that was the very moment. Jesus said, thy son liveth. He sent his word and healed them. Glory to God. That centurion had a servant that was sick. He said to Jesus, said, would you come and heal my servant? And Jesus said, I will come and I will heal. And the closer he got to that centurion's house, the more unworthy that centurion felt. And finally sent the word back, said, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but just speak the word. Just say it, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus marveled, turned to those that followed, said, I've not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. But here's a Gentile, amen, that's reached out and said, just speak it. And he sent his word, and he healed that servant. Glory to God. The living word. God gave his word. Huh? The Bible said in the book of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. Aren't you glad that God gave his son? Hallelujah. He gave the living word. And next, we find that the word is also engrafted. Amen. You know what saved you? I can tell you what saved you. One night, the gospel was preached. Somehow, the good news was related to you. And a seed of God's word fell upon your heart. How many in that tent, or how many in that church, or how many in that congregation, the seed was sown, and you know what? It fell by the wayside, it fell on stony places, it fell among the thorns, but when it came your way, it fell upon good ground of the heart. And you got down your knees, and you prayed, and God saved. Hallelujah. And that word began to grow. That word took root. And that word began to flourish. And that word sprang forth, and you know what? It grew leaves, and it began to bear fruit. Hallelujah. But you know what? The Bible said in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 21, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Hallelujah. Not only did I get the seed of God's word, but every once in a while, amen, he takes his word and he begins to graft it. Engraft it into my heart and my life. The Bible talks about the wild olive branch, how the vines, the natural branches are broken off because of unbelief, and we are grafted in. It's amazing, amen, that we being wild and we being contrary to, different from the original plant, how we kind of bonded. We begin to grow. And he even tells us to fear lest, amen, we be broken off. Glory to God. But I'm glad I'm in the vine and I'm one of the branches. Glory to God. And I want to grow and I want to receive with meekness the engrafted word. Lord, put your word in my heart. Put your word in my heart, in my life. And thank God it's able to save my soul. Hallelujah. The living word. The engrafted word. Then there's also the written word. God moved upon men in the Old Testament. They were moved on by the Holy Ghost. Sat down to the hawk and began to write. Moses wrote the first five books that we have, amen, in this Bible. Words, amen, things that he wasn't there when it happened. No, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Moses wasn't there. Job wasn't there. But God, through the Holy Ghost, inspired Moses to write what he wrote. Prophets of old sat down and began to write about all that was going on during their time. And Isaiah, amen, even looking into the future, saying he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. Glory to God. The written word. Glory to God. Can you imagine that tonight? That God gave the word. And here we have it in black and white and red. Hallelujah. And thank God. Oh, man sat down with ink and pen and wrote things as he was moved on by the Holy Ghost. It's something, isn't it? I mean, taking this instrument right here. I can take this instrument and sit down and write and write and write. You might can read my writing, you might not. But my writing probably is not worth nothing, amen, to anybody. They could take my writing and read it, throw it in. But you know what? Somebody that's important, popular, can take this very same pen, sit down and sign their name, and it would be valuable. The very same dollar and a half pen. They can take the very same thing and write something of importance and value, and time will never erase. Glory to God. Oh, they say the power of the pen. The pen can sentence men to life in prison. The pen can set men free from prison. Glory to God. The pen can write documents and sign contracts and all these things. But you know what? There's something, I believe, Brother Hawk, more powerful than the pen. And every one of us have one. James talked about a little member of our body. Just a little member. But it boasts great things. A little member. But it can do a lot of damage. A little fire. That's what it said. And it was set on fire of hell. It ain't always easy to tame this right here. But I believe that there's one that can tame it. Glory to God. And you know what? If this member is so damning and so destructive, the Bible said, if your eye offend you, do what? Why? For it's better to go into life eternal having one eye than having two and be cast into hell fire. It's better, amen. It said, if your hand offend you, do what? Cut it off. Nobody wants to lose their hand. Nobody wants to lose their eye. But you know what? It said, it's better that you go into life maimed or blind to life eternal than to have both. and die lost and go to a devil's hell. So if this tongue is so damning, why don't we just cut it off, get rid of it? But I got a better solution. Why don't we just surrender it to God? Why don't we just, if it can be so destructive in the hands of the enemy or in our own hands, how good can it be, Brother Junior, if it's in the power of the Holy Ghost? How are you listening to me? Thank God. I'd like to preach a little bit on the power of the spoken word. I believe, amen, that is even greater than the written word. Are you listening to me? I'm glad for this black back holy Bible. But thank God, you know what? They can take this Bible and put it on a shelf. They can take this Bible and burn it. But thank God, when God gives the word, the Bible said, great is the company that publishes it. Oh, I don't know who he was. And I've never found any song like this one. Found in the church hymnal, page 120, talking about the love of God. It says down the bottom that there was a man, that this was found in an asylum, written of a man that was claimed to be demented. But my, I don't know how much he knew of God, but surely he had come in contact with God somewhere, somehow. Because listen to what he said. Could we not with ink the ocean fill? And were the skies a parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill? And every man a scribe betrayed? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole. Though stretched from sky to sky. What is he saying, Sister Rowe? He's saying, you know what? If the whole ocean was ink, and every stalk on earth was a quill, a pen, every man a writer by trade. You know what? We're not all writers. But what he was saying, if every stalk was a quill, every man was a writer, we got plenty of ink. We could write upon the face of the sky, from sky to sky, to fill the heavens, to write about the love of God. And you know what? Drain the ocean and still never write it, never tell it all. Amen. Glory to God. One writer said if the books were written that should be written, he said, I suppose the world could not contain the books that should be written. But you know what? God's not called us to be writers. But God has called us to be witnesses. And thank God, you know what? The Bible said that, amen, glory to God, that we tonight, amen, can take this and we can speak the word. It could be spoken. It could be powerful. Thank God for the living word, for he lives within me. Thank God for the engrafted word. It's able to save my soul. Thank God for the written word. I can read it and be encouraged. But thank God for the spoken word, for he gave his word, and great was the company that published it. You think about publishing something, you think about writing it down. But the writer says in the book of Deuteronomy 32 and verse 3, it said, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye the greatness unto our God. Amen. The psalmist said in Psalm 26 and verse 7, that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all his wondrous works. That I might spread abroad, amen, and ascribe the greatness of our God. Let me tell it! Let this tongue be used for something beneficial. Let me have the spoken word. God gave, the Bible said, amen, how blessed, how beautiful are the feet of him that, amen, upon the mountains of him that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got something from God. And you know what? God made the first move and he made the second. Hallelujah. Amen. He began to tell everybody what God had done. Amen. Amen. Brings me to where Jesus, Brother Hawk, went over to the other side of Gennesaret. He crossed the sea and wound up in a graveyard. There he seen two men that was full possessed with devils. I don't know what happened to the other one, but I know about one. This one, when he seen Jesus get out of the boat, embark on that sandy shore, he run to him and knelt before him and he worshiped him. Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" He said, "We're legion, for we're many." And you know what? Next breath, the devil said, "Don't cast us out into the deep. But let us go in the herd of swine." All Jesus had to say was go. They went in that swine, and you know what? Those pigs didn't even want the spirit that man had. Glory to God. For they broke the fence, run down the steep place, jumped in the lake, and drowned it. And the men that tended to it and went to the city and said, "Hey, some strange things are taking place out there in the graveyard." Brother Daly, they come out the graveyard. I like what they found. They found Jesus. Glory to God. You know what? You can find Jesus in the graveyard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he ain't going to stay in the graveyard. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Glory to God. But you know what? They found the man clothed in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. They requested Brother Dwayne for Jesus to depart from their coast. They didn't want him in their towns. Him being the gentleman that he is, he got back up on the boat. And as he was getting on the boat, the man said, "Lord, let me go with you." But Jesus said, "No. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back, and I want you to tell them what good things God hath done for you. I don't want you to go back and start a church. I don't want you to go back and build a church. I don't want you to go back and write a book. Amen. And put out 1 million copies. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to publish with this right here." And the man went back and he began to publish throughout all Decapolis what good things God hath done for him. He didn't rent a Coliseum, Brother Junior. He didn't rent an arena somewhere. Amen. Invite people with flowers, pass them out. "Come hear me, come hear me, come hear what I got to say." No. Here's how he did it, Brother Daly. He went back to his old hometown. Walking down the road, met a stranger. Said, "How you doing, sir?" "Doing fine. How about you?" "I'm doing great. You know who I am?" "I don't think I do. I was raised in these parts." "Really? Where was you raised?" "Well, down this street right here. I was raised up in that house." "Oh, really? Seems like I should know them people down there. You probably heard of me." "Oh. Well, who are you? Have you ever heard about the man in the graveyard that scared everybody to death?" "Yeah. I wouldn't dare go around that man." He said, "Let me introduce you to him." "Where's he at?" "Look me in the eyes. I'm him." Go. You know what? He told that man. That man told that man. That man told that man. That man told that man, that man told that man. I mean, it began to spread around. Oh, you know what? He began to publish one at a time. And they began to spread the word. And great was the company of those that published it. You know what? Tonight, you might say, "I can't do nothing." You could be the first one. When God acts upon you, you be the reaction. When God does something for you, you be the reaction. And my friend, it's a domino effect. It'll go and go and go and keep a going. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. It all starts with one. Jesus sent one. You might say, "Well, what did it accomplish?" They told him to leave the coast. Read on a little further. It said, when he came back again, they were all waiting for him. Why were they waiting for him? Because one man told that man, and that man told that man, and that man told that man, until all the community heard what God has done. And it started with that one man that he delivered. And Jesus went there and fed the 4,000. Jesus went there and healed their lame, healed their sick, opened the eyes of the blind. All because one man paved the way for him to come back again. Glory to God. How many would like to pave the way for Jesus? You might say, well, he don't need nobody. Oh, yeah. He sent out two by two. And they were to go into every village, every township, every place where Jesus himself would go. He sent people before him. And tonight, he's looking for somebody that'll go there, to that place, to that town, to that home, to that individual, before he comes. And let them know who he is before he gets there. Glory to God. Amen. God gave the word. The Lord gave the word. Aren't you? Has he given it to you? Has the Lord gave the word to you? Huh? Living? Engrafted? Written? Did he write it upon the tables of your heart? You know what? It's up to you to take all that and make it the spoken word and tell them what good things God has done for you. Could we stand tonight? As my wife comes, gives us a song. The power of the pen. There is the power, especially when there's one behind it. But thank God, you know what? We got something more powerful than this pen. That little member called the tongue can publish volumes. Can publish, amen, throughout a whole region where this book may just lay there. You can take the Word of God and preach it. You can sing it. You can tell it. Your song, go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains. That what? You know what? Because he was born, I was able to be born again. Hallelujah. Because he died, rose again, I'm able to be born again. I've got a second birthday. And thank God I'm going to live forever. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, you are that company. You are that company. Those that you talk to, those that you witness to, they'll tell another. And that one will tell another. Till finally everybody's heard what God has done. And they were waiting for him when he returned. Tonight, as every head is bowed, every eye closed, tonight, have we been the witness that we ought to be? Have we, amen, amen, have we taken the spoken word and let that spoken word be by our own tongue, our own language, our own voice? Oh, we publish, Brother Christie, with the voice of thanksgiving. I believe that's what that Samaritan leper did. When the nine went their way, he turned around and with a loud voice, he was writing volumes with his tongue. He began to publish. He began to praise God with a loud voice. Return. I don't care who hears me. He's worthy of all praise. Look what he's done for me. What has he done for you tonight, child of God? You know what? Amen. We can get more accomplished today if we had more, amen, in the company that gave the world the spoken word right from our heart and right from our lips. That's what God's looking for, to take this word and speak it. Tell people what good things God is doing today. Tonight, this altar's open. All the can and will. Let's find a place to pray. Let's come. Seek the Lord tonight. Call upon him while he is near. God bless you. Is my prayer tonight.
every day.